Hey guys, it's Sally and Emma again.
Welcome to the Babel.
So what are we going to talk about today, Sally?
Let's just talk about something fun, right? It's the last time that we did this show this year.
Okay, so what about comedians?
Cool.
That's funny.
Okay. Oh, you remind me of the extensive reading.
Really?
Yeah, you remember... We're not of the same teachers. Our teacher asked us to give the definition to stand-up comedian.
Okay.
Yes.
And what is the definition of stand-up comedian?
Actually, it's just one person stand on the stage and talk some funny talk dirty.
So literally stand-up comedian.
Yeah, they stand up. Oh, right. Let me ask you. What's the difference between stand-up comedian and talk show? You know, they are all funny, all one person host.
Okay. Now I'm gonna make a bold guess. Mm-hmm. Stand-up comedian is someone who just do talking alone on the stage without anything else.
But the talk show is similar.
Talk show, I think they invite guests.
Ah, you're so clever. That's the point.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Enough for this. I want to introduce you guys to a very popular comedian called Jimmy Fallon. Those of you who are familiar with his name might have seen...
The Tonight Show?
Yeah, The Tonight Show. Have you seen it?
Yeah, just a few.
One or two episodes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, its full name is The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. And it's an American late-night talk show hosted by Jimmy Fallon on NBC. The show premiered on February the 17th, 2014, and is produced by Broadway Video and Universal Television. The program airs weeknights at 11:34 p.m. The show opens with Fallon's typical monologue and then transitions into comedic games, including with a guest interview and musical performance. Now, have you heard of this show's most popular music performance called Lip Sync Battle?
Lip Sync Battle?
Yeah.
No.
Lip Sync Battle is where the host Jimmy Fallon invites different
celebrities
to do fake singing.
Fake singing.
Yeah, because actors and actresses normally they can't sing very well, and so they have to act like they can really sing and to look as convincing as possible.
So why is it like attracted to many people?
Because imagine you're seeing the elegant Anne Hathaway on stage, and then at the next second, she just transferred to a crazy woman like Miley and started and just ripped her clothes off, and
oh my god,
she was almost half naked, wearing only tights, and was swangling around on a huge chain ball.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch it.
There are many clips online.
Lip sync battle. Lip sync.
Yeah.
Lip sync battle. Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. Sounds really cool.
Yeah, okay.
I just can't imagine what is it like.
Okay. Yeah.
So, there is another very famous show, Ellen's Show.
Yeah, the woman, the lesbian.
Yeah.
She's a lesbian. Yeah.
I think she also invite. I think it's a talk show, right?
Yeah, she's also funny.
Yeah. Very funny. But I really don't find her talk show very funny, very interesting. Because the celebrities she invited are always, you know, those who hit the topic. I mean, it's all about gossip.
Really?
It's okay. Mainly
then,
the episodes that I've watched.
What about Oprah Winfrey?
Oh, I think
like many celebrities, not only celebrities from entertainment business, not only from Hollywood, from, also politicians.
Yeah, a massive field.
Obama, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's cool. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else?
I'm gonna introduce some of my favorite comedians.
Okay.
This one, two of them are Chinese.
Okay, so are they stand-up comedians?
You can say that they are a stand-up comedian because they do those stand-up comedian shows, but they also later in the for the development of their career, they also do the talk show. Like for one of them, Wang Zijian, he has his 80s talk show, the 80s talk show. Yeah. And I find it very interesting. I listen to his talk show every day before Gaokao, you know. Okay, this let me start with Zhou Wan. You know him, Huang Xi.
Yeah,
Huang Xi.
I know
this
him
is very
well.
Yeah,
I think he made a performance at the White House.
Yeah, the White House.
Very famous.
He was born to a Korean Chinese family. In Jilin.
Korean.
Yeah. Korean Chinese family. Mm-hmm. And he graduated from Jilin University and Chinese Academy of Sciences. Before he went to further study chemistry at Rice University in Texas in 1994, he moved to Boston in 2001 and began to perform his comedy at All Asia Bar. You know, that's where he was spotted.
Wow.
Yeah,
a lot of them were spotted in bars, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But actually, I remember he once, during an interview, he said that he was spotted actually in his university, in Rice University.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I don't remember that. But you know, that why he is very popular, do you know why? Because of two things. Of course, because of the Chinese Chinglish, that accent, that weird accent. But the second one is actually his doll actually on the stage. He pretend to be like that. You know, he used those, right? He used the doll.
He looked very serious very doll.
Yeah, and it's,
I remember one of his most famous jokes is that he said that the Chinese president at that time was Hu Jintao.
Yeah.
And then if he were the president, he will say to, he would write in his advertisement or election advertisement as, who cares?
Who cares?
Okay, that's a bit cold coming from my mouth.
See, these men are always studying science and all of a sudden they become this comedian. They are good at verbal stuff. And
I think... I think he is now hosting a very popular Chinese show in China called Shi Zhen De Ma.
Yeah. Is that for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, this television
and
show.
And that actually has some chemical elements in the show because they are telling whether those chemical
reactions are true.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds really
interesting.
So what
else?
Okay, the second person, my favorite, Wang Zijian. Because, you know, he's really, first he looks like one of my classmates before,
really?
Yes. And, you know, he made fun of a lot of things, not only specific in one field. And he was very smart. You know, this guy, he actually didn't do his homework all through his school life. And he took the Gaokao when he was the second grade in high school. He was really, really smart. And then he found his interest in this, you know, xiangshe. And his teacher is Hou Yaohua.
Wow.
Yeah. Hou Yaohua spotted him.
So he's from Beijing?
Yes, he is. Actually, from the same district that we come from,
Dongcheng. Dongcheng
district. Yes, yes. Yeah. And actually, you should really watch his shows after this.
Yeah, well, I've never seen any of.
He made fun of, like, you know, in his talk show, there is a very typical one topic is that he is afraid of his wife and how tough his wife is. And actually, this is a reality in China. Mm-hmm. You know, women are becoming more strengthful, you know.
Tough girls.
Yeah, something related to feminism.
Yeah.
Yes, and also the, you know, women's status in society.
Mm-hmm.
And also, he reveals what the what the young people of China is thinking about and what do they care about and their way of thinking. There are a lot of, and that's why it's called 80s talk show, 80后 talk show.
Yeah.
It reveal the very, you know, yeah.
So is he a 80后?
Yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mm-hmm. But you can't find which year he was born on the internet. And the last one is the biggest hate. Russell Peters.
Oh, I love that guy. He has so many dirty jokes.
He's mind blasted. Yeah.
Yeah.
We always imitated him.
Is that supposed to be an Indian accent?
Yeah, Indian accent. Take it and go. Take it and go. It's fantastic. Fantastic. You know, the most marvelous thing about him is that he not only could imitate the Indian accent, but also the Chinese one, the Persian one, the Arabian one, and also, you know, Korean one, and
African.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, he is, to some degree, a little bit offensive.
Yeah, but, you know, that's the point.
But my question is, why isn't he the target of IS?
Because everyone knows that he's joking. Did he ever make fun
of Islamic? Yeah, he did. He was very careful, but during one of his shows in New York or somewhere, he did make fun of those people.
Wow.
And I was just curious when he would be Yes.
I don't know. I hope
they're just like curly.
I hope people from the IS has some sense of humor. Pray for Russell.
God bless him.
Yeah.
God bless him. I really, really love him. But one thing about him I hate about is that he repeated his punchline all the time in his shows.
Like how? Can you?
I mean, the punchline is always the same. Like, how, like, Indian people react to some certain stuff, you know, like the parents, men, women, and those dirty jokes. Dirty jokes give you a dick face. That one is a very famous one.
Okay, we're on a show, Sally.
Oh, sorry. F word, no. M word, no. Beep, 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 beep. Sorry.
Okay.
And that's it. What do you want to know about this man?
Does he have like a show, a particular show, or he just do random performances?
Mainly random shows, but he also do the talk show for television program too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but now his main job is to be an actor.
Really?
Yeah,
did he act, in anything? What film did he act? Did he start in?
Actually, he started starring very early, he started in 1994. One of his very famous one is My Baby's Daddy. That's a very interesting one. But the other films, I haven't watched that. Okay. And the latest one is New Year's Eve.
I've seen that.
In 2011.
Yeah, there are many famous celebrities who took part in it.
I see.
And he's one of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you really know this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, guys, do you often watch comedian shows or TV shows? Okay.
They're busy with girlfriend, boyfriend, final, you know, those kind of things. They don't have time for this.
Okay, but
it's only for single dogs.
We hope you have time for our show.
Yeah. Wait, a big day is coming around the corner.
Yeah, Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also
your birthday.
Yeah.
Sally.
Where is my gift?
I know.
Where
is it? Everyone knows. Your gift is coming.
Okay, that's the point. Why you have to know it? Because... okay, just kidding. Just kidding. Yeah, Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas, and we wish you also a Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. And now for you, the Christmas song.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Goodbye.
Bye.